The House will come to order. Members will take their seats. Visitors will retire from the chamber. Sergeant-at-Arms will close the doors. Members and visitors in the gallery, please silence all cellular phones and personal electronic devices. The prayer will be offered by Representative Larry Pittman. Members, visitors in the gallery, please stand.
Let's pray. Almighty God, our Father, we thank you that you've given us a land where we're free for the park in our government. People where those who govern are held accountable to the people, where we do not consider ourselves to be masters of the people, but rather their servants. We thank you, O God, for this system of government. We thank you, Lord, for all those who have given so much to make us a free nation. And for those, Lord, who have given their lives, for those who are now risking their lives for our freedom and security, we give you thanks and we ask your blessings, Lord, on all our veterans and all those who currently serve. Father, we pray for the families of all those who are deployed at this time. We know, Lord, that they go through tremendous strain and difficulty, the heartache of separation, the fear of what may happen. And we just ask, Lord, that you give them peace and comfort. Lord, we desire to see our troops home safe and sound. Father, we think of those whose family members may be going through difficult times, those who are ill, those who are suffering in any way, and we ask that you be close to them, an ever-present help in times of difficulty, fear, and pain. And Lord, we ask most of all, as you are the one who had the wisdom and the power, the ability to create all this vast universe around us, help us to know that it is to you that we must turn for wisdom. Help us to know that it is you upon whom we depend for strength. And help us to open our hearts and our minds to your Spirit for your guidance, that in all that we do here in this place, we would remember that we will give account to you for how we govern, and we will do so with your glory and the best interests of the people at heart at all times. Lord, we thank you that Representative Womble is be able to be here with us today. We pray that you would continue to strengthen and bless him for a full and complete recovery. And just, Lord, help us to do our best for you and the people. In Jesus' name, amen.
Representative Moore is recognized.
Mr. Speaker, the journal for Monday, May the 21st, 2012, has been examined and found to be correct. I move its approval as written.
Representative Moore moves that the journal for Monday, May 21st, be approved as written. All those in favor say aye. All those opposed say no. The ayes have it. The journal is approved as written. Petitions, memorials, or papers addressed to the General Assembly or the House. Ladies and gentlemen, I know that earlier, upon his entrance, many members recognized Representative Womble coming into the chamber, the chair on behalf of all the members, and I'm sure many people up in the gallery. We welcome you back. Thank you for returning. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, the chair is happy to extend a welcome to our doctor and nurse of the day, Vicki Marlowe from Claremont and Dr. Ann Newman from Charlotte. Welcome. I'm afraid we may do that again, ladies and gentlemen. I'm advised that they were in the Senate. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, upon motion of Representative Dewey Hill from Columbus County, the chair is happy to extend the courtesies of the gallery to Macavia McNeil from Lake Waccamaw, Michaela. Michaela is currently serving as the 80th North Carolina Strawberry Festival Queen. Please stand and let us recognize you. Ladies and gentlemen, the chair would also like to extend the courtesies of the floor to one of our former members and friends of many in this chamber, former Representative Mary McAllister. Welcome. Representatives Moore and LaRoque are recognized to send forth committee report. The clerk will read.
Representative Moore of Cleveland and LaRoque chairs the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House, House Resolution 970, House Resolution honoring the founders of the University of North Carolina at Pembroke on its 125th anniversary, recommendation that it be adopted.
Calendar. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, we have a couple of groups. The House will come to order. We have several groups of student athletes that the chamber would like to recognize, and because it's a fairly long list, we thought we'd put this in the hands of the pros, so the clerk will read.
Upon motion of Representative Bowles from Moore County, the chair is happy to extend the courtesies to Coach Travis Flincham from Pinehurst High School, who is accompanied by Ernie Pernsley, athletic director and Pinehurst High School wrestling team, who won the 4A state wrestling title. The group with him is Urban Enriquez, Zach Lupine, Dallas Romer, Garrett Baderman, Ryder Excel, Luke Fettler, and Dustin Romer, who won the 152-pound individual title. And upon motion from Representative Bowles from Moore County, the chair is happy to extend the courtesies to Coach Matt Ragsdale and Coach Chris Vandruska from Union Pines High School and members of the wrestling team who earned a second place finish in the state 3A wrestling tournament. And that group also includes Samuel Bartram, Philip Monty, Ryan Hull, Jaden Lindsay, Josh Husky, Andreas Behrman, and Michael Brennan, who won the 182-pound individual title.
If all will please stand so we can welcome you.
And upon motion of Representative Bowles from Moore County, the chair is happy to extend the courtesies to Kyle Kidd from North Moore High School, who placed second in the state 1A wrestling tournament in the 182-pound weight class.
And ladies and gentlemen, the chair apologizes. I believe I introduced the nurses of the day before they were back into the chamber. So once again, we'd like to properly welcome you to the chamber. Thank you for your service. Vicki Marlowe from Claremont and Dr. Ann Newman from Charlotte. Welcome. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, at this time, I would ask the Escort Committee for the Turkish delegation to retire to the rotunda. The Sergeant-at-Arms and the committee will escort our guests to the well of the House. Ladies and gentlemen, the delegation you have before you is a group of elected officials, the mayor of Kayseri, which is literally an ancient industrial city that the chair and a number of members had the pleasure of visiting last year. Also a member of the Turkish Parliament who was gracious enough to host us for a lunch when we were there at the same time, and a number of business people from across the Kayseri region who are coming to North Carolina to find ways maybe that we can build relationships, economic and cultural, and we welcome you. At this time, I would like to invite the mayor of Kayseri to come to the well of the House and offer greetings.
Sayın Başkan, değerli meclis üyeleri, hepinizi saygıyla selamlıyorum. Burada bulunmaktan duyduğum memnuniyeti ifade etmek istiyorum.
Mr. Speaker, honorable legislators, I am greeting all of you with a lot of joy.
Dünyanın en eski yerleşim yerlerinden biri olan Anadolu'nun tam ortasındaki şehir olan Kayseri'den geliyorum.
I am coming from Kayseri, the human beings' oldest settlement, heart of Turkey.
Binlerce yıllık bir geçmişimiz var. Onlarca medeniyet kurulmuş ve onlardan izler taşıyoruz.
In our city, tens of civilizations founded and it's a crossroads of many culture and civilizations.
Zaten ülkelerimiz arasında var olan stratejik ortaklığın yanı sıra ticareti geliştirmeyi, ortak yatırım yapabilmeyi umut etmek vaadiyle buraya geldik.
Besides the existing strategic relations between two great nations, we are here in North Carolina to explore more trade and investment opportunities.
Dolayısıyla heyetimizde Sayın Milletvekilimiz, Ticaret Odası Başkan Vekilimiz, Genç Sanayici İş Adamlar Derneği Başkanımız ve önemli iş adamlarımız var.
In our delegation, we have a parliamentarian from ruling party, a president of a chamber of commerce and top business people from my city.
Tabii sizleri ve değerli heyetinizi Kayseri'de görmekte memnuniyet duyarız. Biz ev sahipliği yapmayı seviyoruz. Misafirleri çok severiz. Eğer şehrimize teşrif ederseniz bu imkanları daha derinlemesine konuşmuş oluruz.
As you all know that we welcome a delegation from North Carolina, I would like to extend this invitation to all of you to discover Turkey and my city and discover all the cultural and the history.
Şehrimizi tanırsınız, kültürümüzü tanırsınız, en azından yemeklerimizi tanırsınız, çok keyifli zaman geçirebilirsiniz.
And you would have a chance to know more about the Turkish culture And, you know, we have a saying that when you come to Turkey, you'll gain more, and at least you'll get a couple of pounds by eating.
Yalnız diyet yapanların gelmemesinde fayda var.
So as a precaution, if you have diabetes and diet problem, and it will be very hard for you.
Hepinizi saygıyla selamlıyorum.
I respect and I want to send my regards to all of you.
Welcome. Minister may speak.
Sayın Başkan, çok değerli milletvekilleri, hepinizi saygıyla selamlıyorum. Türkiye Büyük Millet Meclisi'ne selam ve sevgilerini iletiyorum.
Mr. Speaker, honorable legislators, I want to greet you with the from my heart being here, and he's very thankful to be here.
Sayın Başkan ve bir grup milletvekilini Türkiye Büyük Millet Meclisi'nde ağırlamıştık.
I also welcome North Carolina delegation when they were in Turkey.
Biz belki Türkiye Büyük Millet Meclisi'nde kendilerine yeterince ev sahipliği yapamadık. Ama burada dünden beri Sayın Başkan ve heyetinin göstermiş olduğu ev sahipliğine çok teşekkür ediyorum.
I've been here last 2 days and my welcoming was just very short, a lunch. But here... They, you know, welcome me very well, and I'm very happy about that.
Benim de seçim bölgem olan Kayseri'den değerli Büyükşehir Belediye Başkanımız ve bir grup iş adamıyla birlikte buraya geldik.
So I'm here. I'm from Kayseri. I represent Kayseri District.
Amacımız ekonomik ve kültürel işbirliğinin artırılması, kardeşliğimizin, dostluğumuzun daha da pekişmesidir.
Our aim is to strengthen the relation between two countries, especially North Carolina and Kayseri.
İnşallah Türkiye'yi görmeyen milletvekillerimizi Türkiye'ye davet ediyorum, Ankara'ya davet ediyorum. Aynı zamanda seçim bölgemiz olan Kayseri'ye davet ediyorum.
I want to repeat that invitation one more time. I want to extend invitation to see also Ankara and Kayseri and, you know, see the our cities and history.
Hepinize tekrar saygılar sunuyorum. Türkiye'ye bekliyorum.
I want to thank all of you and please come Turkey.
Once again, we welcome you. We wish you the very best in the remaining time of your trip, and we hope to see you again. Thank you very much for your hospitality. We hope we return in kind. The escort committee may now return the Turkish delegation to the rotunda. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, we will be adjourning briefly. There are a number of bills to be read in, and the bills will be read in subject to adjournment. We will not be remaining in the chamber for the purposes of the bill reading. As you all know, there is a full judiciary committee meeting after this to take up the eugenics bill. We want to get there as quickly as possible. The chair's goal was to get there by 2:30. We'll be just about there. We do have a few recognitions in the galleries first. Upon motion of Representatives Garland, Pierce, and G.L. Pridgen from Scotland, Hoke, and Robeson counties, the chair is happy to extend the courtesies of the gallery to Rayford Hoke Chamber of Commerce, Jackie Lynch, Janessa Bowden, Patricia Graham, Bridget Hayes, Susan Kim, and Marilyn Neely. Please stand and let us welcome you. Representative Moore is recognized.
For a motion, Mr. Speaker.
Gentleman is recognized.
Mr. Speaker, move that House Bill 981 be, which the short title is Dick's Property Sale to Require General Assembly Approval, be removed from the Committee on Finance and referred to the Committee on Health and Human Services.
Without objection, so ordered. Members, before we do the motion to adjourn, which will be subject to the reading in of bills, to give you an idea of the remainder of the week, we will meet at 2 tomorrow. The goal would be to meet early on Thursday, probably 11 o'clock, unless there's any committee conflicts we will announce. But for right now, to set the expectation that we will adjourn at, or we will come in at 11 and would not expect much in the way of a calendar. On Friday, we're going to have a skeleton session. And the reason for the skeleton session on Friday, the Senate will do the same thing. We will not convene on Monday. And I've asked the committee chairs to set starting times for committees on Monday to not occur before 10 a.m. to provide many, not all of you, with the option of coming in on Tuesday morning rather than on the holiday.
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Hackney, please state your purpose.
Inquiry of the chair.
The gentleman is recognized to state his inquiry.
Did you intend to also convey the message there would be no votes of any kind on Friday?
That is correct.
Thank you.
Notices and announcements. Representative Larry Brown, please state your purpose.
Inquiry.
The gentleman is recognized to state his inquiry.
Mr. Speaker, we're planning to have a government meeting at 10 o'clock on Thursday, but we should be through before the 11 o'clock time.
Noted. Representative Faircloth, please state your purpose.
For an announcement.
The gentleman is recognized for an announcement.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. You received on your desk a notice that there will be a luncheon on the lawn tomorrow at Halifax Mall. This is courtesy of your Guilford delegation and the Greensboro Partnership. This will be from noon till 2 tomorrow, and we look forward to seeing you there. Thank you.
Representative Cleveland, please state your purpose.
For an announcement.
The gentleman is recognized.
Appropriations for general government will meet 10 minutes after the full appropriations meeting adjourns.
Representative Stamm, please state your purpose.
For an announcement.
Gentleman is recognized.
Republicans will caucus tomorrow at a time to be announced, so please watch for a notice.
Representative Jones, please state your purpose.
For an announcement.
Gentleman is recognized.
I'd like to remind the body that our weekly chapel services will resume tomorrow. They're normally Wednesdays at 12:30, so that will be at 12:30 tomorrow in the chapel.
Representative Hackney, please state your purpose.
For an announcement, Mr.
Speaker. The gentleman is recognized. The House will come to order.
House Democrats will caucus tomorrow, scheduled now for 1 o'clock, 1 p.m., subject to change if there are significant conflicts. Thank you.
Representative Dollar, please state your purpose.
For an announcement.
The gentleman is recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Quick announcement. There's a memorandum of understanding, I believe, that's going to be signed in a reception with the Turkish delegation at the Cardinal Club at 5:30, and everyone is invited, so please come to that. The delegation will be there. A number of business people will be there and other officials from the state of North Carolina and administration, so everybody is welcome. And, Mr. Speaker, may I be further recognized for a point of personal privilege?
The gentleman is recognized for a point of personal privilege.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I just want to take a moment to thank everyone. As you know, my mother passed away Monday a week ago, and I just want to express to everyone here my deep appreciation. Some individuals were able to come to the visitation. Some folks were able to come to the funeral. I've received a number of cards and emails, a lot of handshakes, a lot of head nods from a lot of people. A number of words of encouragement, especially from some folks who have lost either one of their parents or have lost their mom. And I just want you to know that all of that is deeply appreciated. And I really thank you, and I thank you for your words of wisdom, Representative Alexander and some others. And at the risk of pointing some people out, I do have two quick things I want to say. One is that to Representative Setzer and Representative Moffitt, I have never seen a wreath with that many flowers in it. That was something. I really appreciate that. And just a quick note to Representative Bowles, who brought Kenan, who was our guide in Turkey, over to the was able to come over to the service last Thursday. And I, Representative Bowles, I appreciate that gesture. But again, thank y'all so much.
Representative Howard, please state your purpose.
An announcement, Mr. Speaker.
The lady's recognized for an announcement.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. You'll note on your calendar that House Finance will meet in the morning at 8:30 in room 544, and I apologize, the bills have not been posted, but for information purposes, it will be House Bill 1015, the public regulatory fee, House Bill 1028, the appraisal management bill, and we have two occupancy tax bills, 991, 988. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Stamm, please state your purpose.
To make an announcement.
The gentleman is recognized.
Since the Democrats are caucusing at 1 o'clock, Republicans will caucus at 1 o'clock.
Further notices and announcements. The clerk will read.
The Committee on Judiciary Subcommittee B will meet tomorrow at 10 a.m. in room 421 LOB.
Representative LaRocque is recognized.
Mr. Speaker, subject to messages from the Senate, introduction of bills and resolutions, move the House to now adjourn to reconvene on Wednesday, May 23rd at 2 p.m.
Representative LaRocque moves that subject to receipt of messages from the Senate and introduction of bills and resolutions that the House do now adjourn to reconvene on Wednesday, May the 23rd at 2 p.m. All those in favor, say 20 seconds. Chair stands correct. Oh. Seconded by Representative Lewis. All those in favor, say aye. All those opposed, say no. The ayes have it. The House stands adjourned.